You're listening to the Kansas Blotter Audio Podcast, poetry, fiction, and nonfiction recorded in the Lawrence, Kansas, and Topeka, Kansas area.
This is called Ode to the Spot Where the Ceiling Fan Fell From. Oh, smooth thicket. The telling bump of tile that has long since given up, the rumble that it must have made as the screws let loose their hold on you, as the fan blades spun downward one last spiral, the last gasp of what must have been a month's long struggle, before gravity's firm grasp finally overcame you, the way a certain piece of news can from the other end of an unexpected phone call. The slow weight of its telling breaking on your skin like the steady wave of entropy that will eventually consume a rented house. I've moved since then. Bear with me, this next one I just wrote earlier today, and I've been reading too much Cormac McCarthy. I'm really depressed right now. In the interim, the edges blur together like inches that become the miles they always were. The minutes will be meaningless when the last watch battery's depleted. All this is fine right now, but right now is finite. This is an in-between time, like watching in your sock feet a puddle spread toward you. We may not like so much what we are on the cusp of. It hasn't come, but it is coming. Our innocence means nothing in the crime light of our brothers burning. The fire doesn't hibernate. It either goes out or it doesn't. Paying off your credit cards won't save you from the arms of the abyss. There is no tax shelter that can keep you from starving in a ditch. It's funny. It's supposed to be a funny one. This one's called Love, Don't Limit Me to Looking. No, it's not. It's just called Love, Don't Limit Me. Love, don't limit me to looking through glasses at the world which you've licked blurry. Let me listen. Listen. I refuse to be anything at all, if not a kiss print still singeing your collarbone come morning. Or the distracting flashbacks of us fucking that keep any work from getting done. This is the understanding that I've come to. I want to keep you in my wallet and never spend you, or I want to make it rain. There is no in-between, no balancing the budget to be done. I want to run my hands under you and splash you on my face to defy fluorescent lights with the cold bite of you. In short, I need you, and always I refuse to be anything at all. And there's a coda to that poem, which is a piece that I've edited out of the poem that's now its own tiny poem. It goes like this. I want to bury my length of fiber optic cable in your existing infrastructure and zip information back and forth at hitherto unheard of speeds. I think I found where that stanza goes. Thanks to Topeka Writers Workshop. This poem is about tequila. In 8 at the least, and as many as 20 years from now, you and I can harvest this moment for its sugars, can distill from it the things we need. Tequila is a tightrope, I told you. And naturally, I tumbled from it, like a pint glass to the hard wood beneath, leaving a sticky trail of mixers behind me as I rolled, a residue of things unsaid and things I'd later wish could be unheard. In this experiment, we try to recreate unpleasant experiences. We try to crush them into diamonds, to cut away the blight that's cutting off our crops. But the blue agave only gets more blue, weeps cactus tears under blinding sun. And as the weather here gets more desertous, and the worms increase their number, get hungrier and hungrier, I start to wonder, what's to become of our dwindling darlings, our spiny secret lilies that flower only once? Sibilance, that's a little better. This is my last poem. This is called Robert Ford and Jack Ruby Sit Down for a Drink. Robert Ford and Jack Ruby sit down for a drink, and each assassin's hands shake as he reaches for his glass, each unsure of the other's intentions, even now that nothing could harm them. Theirs is an unease unknown to most. When you have killed a killer, all four walls resent you, even those your picture should be hung from. And behind the bar, I pretend not to notice the meeting taking place, faces snub-nosed and immediately familiar, the low words they intone between them. I take comfort in the cobra tucked away in my coat pocket. I clean the shot glasses, overturn the stools to the bar top's smooth surface. It is, otherwise, a slow night, and I'd like to go home. Thanks, everybody.